So we sit there and we listen to his kind of anti-culture echoes of ISIS, his anti-women echoes of ISIS, his anti-homosexuality, if you bring Mike Pence into the picture, echoes of ISIS. We sit there and we're listening to all of that, and we're just going to cross our fingers and hope that this vicious, mendacious bully doesn't viciously, mendaciously bully us. And we've got to take the kids with us. Oh, and then, once we've done that deal, and we've moved in with the vicious, mendacious bully, and crossed our fingers hoping that he doesn't viciously, mendaciously bully us, then we've got to go back to our ex and thrash out the deal of the divorce. Terry's in Ruislip. Terry, what's going on?
Hello, James. Hello, it's a privilege to be on your programme.
No, it's a privilege for me to have you here, Terry. I'd be nothing without the calls. I might be able to fill the 3 hours, but I'm not sure any of us would enjoy it very much.
Okay. Well, I really wanted to link the Theresa May visit with the issue of torture.
Yes.
Because that has shaken me to my roots this morning. That because later today or tomorrow, she will give Trump a gift on behalf of the British people, a gift on behalf of you and a gift on behalf of me.
Yes.
And that is just so shocking to me, that this man who admits and boasts that he is going to reintroduce torture should then just be given a present from us as if everything's all right. And I would respect her if she gets off the plane in America, and before she even walks down the steps to the tarmac, she says, my government will never support torture and will never support torturers. And, you know, people tell me, if I ever make comparisons with Hitler, that I lose the argument. But the similarities, it seems to me, between this visit and Chamberlain going to Munich are terrifying.
And it gets worse, I'm afraid, in that she's already been asked, or Downing Street has already been asked, whether she will condemn Trump's comments about torture, and they've declined to comment.
Well, I'm almost speechless about it.
You might be allowed that, Terry. It's a professional suicide for me.
Well, yes, I realise that. But you see, the other interesting thing is that Trump has said, well, ISIS fight dirty, so we've got to. And I think those were more or less his words, as reported earlier today.
Yes, you fight fire with fire. And there was also that line about they're chopping off heads, they're chopping off Christian heads and Muslim heads. But he's simultaneously introducing policies that say, if you want to run away from the people trying to chop your head off, don't come here.
Yeah, and the other thing we have to acknowledge is that, yes, ISIS do chop people's heads off, but they are amateur beheaders if you compare them with Saudi Arabia. I don't have the figures in front of me, but they behead people.
This is post-truth. Again, he said, we haven't beheaded people since the Middle Ages, and yet Saudi Arabia, which is both a British and an American ally, are doing it today. Swords, I think they still do it with swords, don't they? Here's the thing. I'm just going to put this to you, because if she did get off the plane and say anything that upset him, the whole trip would be pointless. Arguably, it would end up creating an even worse situation than we're already in. So what choice does she have in terms of real politics? If you will, she's leaving the moral compass at home and she's taking this so-called loving cup to Washington. It looks a lot like a begging bowl, but she's giving it to him. What choice does she actually have, Terry, in the real politics, in the actual cut and thrust of the real world, rather than in the moral universe that we would prefer to inhabit at this time?
Well, I'm not sure I can give a sensible answer to that, except to say this. Several years ago, I was in a job, and they asked me to do something, and I said, no, I won't do that. And they said, right, you're refusing to obey a reasonable instruction. If you don't do it by September the 1st, you will have deemed to have lost your job. I didn't back down, and interestingly, they did. Now, that may be not a very helpful comparison to make, but I believe that there are things in the world that we have to stand up against. And if it does mean that the pound drops a bit more against the dollar, well, so be it. Now, you might tell me, sorry, you're not living in the real world, Terry. Well, I don't want to live in the world of torture and realpolitik.
I hear you.